This reading is from the story, chapter 30. The Apostle Paul made at least three missionary journeys, traveling the length of the Roman Empire to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. His life was hard, but as he wrote to the Christians living in Corinth, he boasted of his troubles because they showed God's power at work. Are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, who is to be praised forever, knows that I am not lying. After 30 years of missionary work, Paul was imprisoned in a Roman dungeon one last time. The year was 66 to 67 AD, and the cruel Emperor Nero was persecuting and killing Christians. Paul knew his death was near, and he wrote to encourage a young pastor named Timothy to keep the faith. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Paul faced his end with faith and courage. He told Timothy, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." This is the word of God for the people of God.
We're in our second to last week of the story, as the kids thought it would be important for us to know. And this week we're met with the words of Paul, a disciple of Christ sent from Antioch to share the gospel of Jesus with all that he encountered. He lived out his call to share the gospel, the stories of Jesus, even at a great cost to himself. And if you wonder, Naomi could reread all the things that he says he endured. Some people don't like that scripture, because it sounds like he's making a list of why he's so great. I was reminded that if you read it in context, you'll understand that he's just trying to explain that it's not always easy. From his very beginnings in Antioch to his conversion on the way to Damascus, this man that was born Saul, but we know him as Paul, he and Silas, they shared this gospel with the jailer in Philippi, and they stayed with Priscilla and Aquila as he ministered in Corinth, and as he spent much time building the church in Ephesus. Paul was risky, and he went to Jerusalem even after he was warned that if he went, he would be imprisoned. And he kept faith even when he was shipwrecked on the island of Malta. But all that time, he didn't lose heart. He was eager to preach the gospel, to be sure that people knew the gift of the Holy Spirit that came at Pentecost. He wanted people to hear about that man named Cornelius, the first Gentile to receive the Holy Spirit. He wanted people to believe that they could be like him, that they could change. He wanted more and more to go out like Philip, who went to Samaria. And when his time was near the end, Paul wrote once again to Timothy. Now, Paul's writings have been considered a treasure to the church, with passages in them like in Philippians, be anxious for nothing, right? Or the book of Romans, where he writes about who shall separate us from the love of Christ, and then proceeds to give all these answers to his own question, which all comes back to nothing. Nothing should separate you from the love of Christ. Remembering throughout his life that he was once one that didn't believe, and now he believed so much so that he risked his life because of it. Paul's favorite thing to speak about, it sounds like, is grace. By grace you have been saved. You are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Grace. Through God's grace. But it's in his words in the book that we call 2 Timothy that you can hear this voice of hope and this acceptance of what his life has become and his challenge for each of us to be a little more risky for the sake of the gospel. Be a little risky in sharing God's love with others. He says to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ. There's intimacy in his writing, sincerity, and care. That intimacy that's only shared with people you really love and seems to be especially shared in the ending chapters of one's life. If I had the ability to keep my emotions out of my voice and my heart today, I would tell you some great stories. Not of my own end-of-life epilogues, but of words that so many have shared with me in their final days of life. But you know I'm not very good at that, so I'm not going to do that today. Maybe I'll write them down. Because it seems that when we're dying or when we're breaking up with someone we thought we loved or when we're in a time believing that we're not going to get much more time together to be close, that we seem to take this long pause sometimes and pour out our hearts. And I've always wondered, why do you wait? Why do you wait to share all that? Are you worried that if you say too much too early that the relationship might not last? Right? That you might be putting yourself into too much pressure or emphasis on the ones around you to do better or be different or to know you better? Or do you fear that your own vulnerability could leave you so exposed that it's hard to look the other in the eye again? I don't know for you, but we hear that in today's scripture anyway, Paul was ready for that. He was ready to pour out his heart. And so he wrote to his dear one named Timothy. Perhaps he was really writing to all the churches and even to us. Paul spoke to him about how he anchored his life on hope. Hope. And that how hope in something beyond this world, in God, who was beyond this world, how that allowed him to entrust his life into the hands of God. And how it made all the difference for him. Paul wrote about his life and how he had hoped that there was a lasting impact, not so that everyone would know Paul's story, but so that all who heard him speak, all that were around him when he was imprisoned, that all might be inspired to also seek hope. To all who would receive his letters, that they might be encouraged. To us who still have these notes of this converted one who believed with such intensity that we might know that we are blessed. We can find courage, join in his faith, pour out ourselves as well, and then we would be pouring out the living water of Jesus Christ. And who couldn't use a little more water, right? Well, except those flooding areas of the state. I've seen that on the news. But for the most part, we could all use a little more water. Paul appeals to Timothy in 2 Timothy. He says, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Join with me in suffering. Reflect on what I'm saying and remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. Therefore, we, like Paul, should endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." Paul's words. The Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the stories of Jesus' life, and the next one is Acts. We have learned that it's also written by Luke. And in that book, it tells us how to be a church. Ways that we could, as Paul says, fight the good fight, finish the course in faith, or run the race for which we are called. Any of you called to run Boston Marathon or Crazy Legs this week? Oh, wow. Which one? Okay. Crazy Legs. Yeah, a young man from Darlington ran the Boston Marathon, and Amanda Stein's stepson ran the Boston Marathon this week, and then there was Crazy Legs this weekend, and I thought about that, running the good course, right? Fight the fight, run the course in which we are called to run. Yeah, because if you run off course, you get in trouble and your time doesn't count, right? Yeah. Apply that to how we've been called. We're not all called to run, thank goodness. But we're all called to share in the love of God, to experience and offer grace to the grace of God to those around us, to pay attention to the needs of those for which we walk with. And I think we can agree, just like the kindness that's needed in this world that we hear so much about, more grace is needed too. I'd like to leave you with Paul's words found in 2 Timothy chapters 2 through 4. Paul said, "Keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them before God about quarreling about words. It is of no value, and it only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. But as for you, continue in you what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you all," Paul said. "Indeed, I pray that you may know the love of Jesus this day, and that the grace of God go with you always."